care for a certain number of young people in order to receive the grants in the first place. It normally receives just over $10,000 a month. Reich says the agency has also been challenged because of smaller business donations in the wake of the current economy. The Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club is also looking at holding a series of fundraisers in the next few months, most of which, like its indoor bags or beanbag tournament next spring, were already planned. The unemployment rate in Illinois rose to 7.3% in October. That's up from 6.9% the month before. It's the fifth consecutive month of job loss for the state, which had a 5.3 unemployment rate this time last year. Illinois Department of Security Director Maureen O'Donnell says that even though Illinois has a diverse economy, the national economic slowdown has had a negative effect on the state. She says federal assistance is needed to help create jobs. The hardest hit sectors, according to the numbers released today, are construction, which lost 4,100 jobs since last month, and financial activities, which lost 2,200 jobs. The national unemployment rate was at 6.5% in October, compared with 4.8% the year before. The Illinois Senate's top Republican returned to the Capitol today after suffering a stroke last month. 63-year-old Frank Watson of Greenville says he still has some weakness on his right side, but is recovering through continued physical and speech therapy. Watson says he'll wait and see whether or not he finishes out his Senate term.
I'm going to continue therapy till I see how far I go. I mean, I want to be able to get around and not have somebody driving me and doing all those kind of things. So I'll wait to see what happens. We're going to know in a short time.
Watson has a family history of stroke and says the experience is a wake-up call. Lamont Republican Christine Madonia will succeed Watson as Senate Republican leader starting in January. An Indiana University law professor who helped Bill Clinton make the transition to power in 1992 before serving in his administration has joined President-elect Barack Obama's transition team. Dawn Johnson is a member of Obama's Department of Justice review team, but it's unclear what her role will be. Under transition team policy, she cannot speak publicly about her role. Johnson served on then-President-elect Clinton's transition team in 1992 before holding key posts in the Justice Department under Clinton from 1993 to 98. At that point, she came to IU. Johnson served as acting assistant attorney general, heading the agency's Office of Legal Counsel. The IU School of Law says she also served as deputy assistant attorney general, counsel to the president, and general counsel to various executive branches. Illinois has a preterm birth rate of around 13%, and that's a failing grade from the March of Dimes. The group gave the state a D grade for the number of babies born premature. Cindy McDermott works for St. John's Hospital in Springfield. She says there are some risk factors for having babies before 37 weeks in the womb.
There is a lot of multiples these days. There's a lot of fertility, and then there's a lot of multiples that are delivered prematurely. You also have parents that are requesting C-sections more than they had in the past. And then there are some that are getting them before 39 weeks when the baby might not be ready to come out.
Vermont leads the nation with the lowest preterm rate at 9%, and Mississippi is highest with 18%. It's 533.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
Cloudy skies and blustery northwest winds with gusts of 20 to 30 miles per hour prevailed today in central and southeast Illinois. Temperatures held nearly steady in the 30s or even slipped a few degrees. We had scattered light snow showers and flurries developing over central and southeast Illinois by this afternoon. An upper-level disturbance will pass southward across the Ohio Valley this evening, with light snow showers and flurries diminishing over the Midwest. Brisk northwest winds will continue lake-effect snow showers through tomorrow downwind of the Great Lakes, where snow accumulations are likely. Strong Canadian high pressure over the High Plains will drift east across the Mississippi Valley tomorrow and into the mid-Atlantic states on Saturday. This will clear skies from the west tonight and continue below normal temperatures. An upper-level disturbance near the Pacific Northwest will move into Iowa by Saturday morning, bringing them a chance of light snow at that time. Let's take a look now at meteorologist Ed Kieser's weather forecast for the Champaign-Urbana area. It calls for mostly cloudy skies with some flurries during the evening hours. Then skies clearing overnight, breezy and colder, the low 17, northwest winds 12 to 24 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, the high 32, northwest to west winds 8 to 16 miles per hour. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow night, the low down to 18. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Saturday, the high around 40. Right now, 30 degrees outside Campbell Hall in Urbana. I'm Jim Meadows for AM 580 News at 535.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A significant decision today regarding five men who've spent 7 years at Guantanamo. A federal judge ordered them released. The judge, Richard Leon, who happens to be a conservative appointed by President Bush, found there was no evidence to justify the men's detentions. They are all native-born Algerians who moved to Bosnia in the early 1990s. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has our story.